Yesterday, Austin told me two swans drowned a local man for coming too close, and Thomas and I laughed, but I still think if I don't count my teeth, they'll be taken. Can't be careful enough out here. Last night, I stepped onto a stage heaped with dead fish. I was looking for the right earrings and late to tea. An army approached, but I couldn't quite remember to remember. Downstage, trenches crept closer and closer to the cafe. The man with the sword hoped to take my life. 26 teeth, more than I started with, but less than I once had. Am I missing something? The skirt of my blue dress was just a little too tight for me to throw punches, but I wasn't worried. The tea was so good and so warm. The fish stank and I didn't notice. That night, my lover had made us a bed in the open window so we could sleep listening to the rain. My days hemorrhage. I can barely recall what I've done with them. Yesterday, Thomas told us he almost lost his hands in a freight elevator and afterwards looked at them all day astounded and now doesn't think of them anymore without getting a little sick. Last night, I woke horrified at the war, my body pale as the fish, and stared at the shadows of houses, the gleams of wet bushes, the drunk trees, and reached for my lover's sleeping hands. I'd known them a couple days, didn't want them to cover any of my confusions, didn't need to borrow a future from them. They would kiss both my cheeks quick, and I liked to look at their eyes. The little chip in their left iris where the blue dripped into the whites. I looked as long as I could in the dim morning with no sun and no wind, but they were already driving cities away, leaving me stunned at what I didn't have and hadn't known to want.